Friday, 1 January 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to wish each of you a blessed and a happy new year. I trust it will be fruitful for all of us. This could be the year of our Lord's return. And let us pray with John of old. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, in the meantime, may he enable us to occupy until he comes. Well, if you have been with us, you know we're in a series of messages from Isaiah chapter 58, where we're told that we can lay the foundations for many generations. And I'll tell you, that's my heart's desire, dear friend, not to sacrifice, as old Dr. Bob Sr. used to say, not to sacrifice the permanent on the altar of the immediate. May we live for God and live for eternity and not just time. Well, when the Lord would take Ezekiel in a vision from the captivity over in Babylon and bring him back to Jerusalem, to the temple, it would not be the glory of God that would impress Ezekiel as God puts him there at the entry of the house of God, of the temple. Verse 5 of Ezekiel chapter 8, Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. Now three times in verses 6, verse 13, and verse 15, we're going to see where the Lord will tell Ezekiel that he'll show him worse sins than what he's seeing at this time. They're going to get the sins of the leadership of the people of God will get worse as God gives him more revelation as he takes him further into the temple. We see in Ezekiel chapter 22, when God is seeking for a man that will stand in the gap and build up the hedge, he couldn't find any. There was corruption of the prophets. There was corruption of the priests, there was a corruption of the princes, and corruption of the people. Now, where did all this corruption start? The Bible doesn't say, but I believe it began in the leadership. And by the way, let me say that that's usually where problems come in any other generation. You find the people that love God, and they'll get started out. They have real convictions. They'll begin building fundamental Bible-believing churches for the glory of God. And then they'll say something like this, or they'll come to this conclusion. Well, God has blessed us, so now we should start a school so where we can train our preachers. Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with that if you're training the preachers in the right way for the right reason. And so the school gets started, and the people are backing it, and they're sacrificing so that they can support those that are training to serve God. But by and by, and usually this is the way it happens, they'll get somebody in on the faculty, either deceitfully or maybe even openly, it depends on who's in the leadership of the school, but they'll not have the same convictions that the founders had. They'll not have the same conviction of these people out here in the pews that are supporting this work. And they'll begin to sow doubt and discord, and it won't be long, and there'll be another professor there and another professor there, and then it won't be long until the whole school will have gone into apostasy. Now, you take school like Harvard and Princeton and Yale and Duke. These schools were started out as Christian institutions where the people of God could be trained, and especially preachers could be trained. And look where they are today. Fundamental Bible-believing Christianity is mocked. It is absolutely rejected in these institutions of higher learning. I believe that the problem did not come from the pew up to the pulpit. I believe the problems came from the pulpit down to the pew. And that's what we find here in Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel chapter 8, when God takes Ezekiel from Babylon in a vision and brings him back to Jerusalem and brings him there to the temple of God where God should have been being worshipped. It was built for God's glory, everything in that temple that God designed to be in that temple. Let me put that there again, say that again. Everything that was in the tabernacle and the temple that God had designed to be there was something that would bring glory to God and point people to Him. And then people came along and they started moving things around and putting things into the temple that did not belong there, that would lead people away from God. They began to bring in these idols. And at the northward at the gate of the altar was this image of jealousy in verse 5. Verse 6, and he said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? God is saying, basically, Ezekiel, you're in captivity with my people. Do you see why you're there? Do you understand why my people are scattered? Do you understand why I cannot bless my people? I have brought you back to the temple, Ezekiel, and even at the door of the temple. You haven't even gotten inside yet. But there at the door of the temple, there is this idol, this abomination that's there, an image of jealousy in the very entry. And so, Ezekiel, I want you to be able to understand yourself, and I want you to be able to explain to my people that they're in captivity because of their sins and the sins of their leadership that led them to where they are today. So it didn't stop there. Now in verse 7, and he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. So here the Spirit of God is leading him now further into the temple. He has this little peep sight, so to speak. He's able to see through there. He digs in there. And now he finds a door that's going to admit him deeper into the temple. And in verse 9, and he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Ezekiel, I want you to go in. I want you to see this wickedness that the people out here cannot see. They're not aware of. They don't know that it's going on. But you go in now, and you behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw. Ezekiel said, I did what God told me to do. I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping thing, an abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. Whoa, Ezekiel, you're in the house of God. Well, he could say, I'm in the house that's supposed to be the house of God, but now it's been turned into a house of idolatry. Even on the walls, all the idols of the house of Israel, every form of creeping thing, an abominable beast. Now you say, well, why were they there? Because the people were worshiping them. Instead of worshiping the Lord God Jehovah, they were worshiping all of these abominable beasts and all these creeping things. And God is saying to Ezekiel, now Ezekiel, you see this. Now do you understand why my people are in captivity? Now do you understand why I have to deal with them like I do? You see, again, the Bible makes it clear that the curse causeless shall not come. There's always a reason. There's a problem, and that reason and problem is sin. And here it is in the leadership, and the deeper he will go into this supposedly holy place, the more wickedness he is going to see. We're going to have to stop here. God willing, we'll continue this on the next broadcast. Oh, may the first impression that people have when they come to the church of the living God is that it is a house of prayer for all people, that the Lord Jesus Christ is honored there, that there's good conservative Christian music, that the Word of God is being preached and preached in its purity, and that the precious blood and the book, the Bible, and the blessed hope is being proclaimed there. Well, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week and the beginning of a new year. Let me encourage you to be in the house of God. Start out this new year by being faithful to God. If you cannot get to the house of God, please join us on the internet at www.calbapt.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.